Andrew, you've got a smile on your face. How's Burley been for you?
Oh, it's been good. I'm pleased with both the horses. Avery, yeah, with the sticky ground in there, I think he just felt like he would let me down. One of the rails was totally my fault. I moved him up and took a stride less, but yeah, there we go.
It's got to be a disadvantage going so late in the day on with conditions like this.
Yeah, when the conditions like this, it's a disadvantage, but you know, hey, that's the sport, and we're all used to it. We don't complain about it and get in there and do it.
How was the show jumping course? Apart from the ground, people were saying it's quite big and quite tight for the time.
Yeah, it looked big enough when we walked it, and the time's tight, which makes you have to chase them a bit. And you know, when you're chasing them for the time, I couldn't afford to have a time penalties. So you know, you're not in that luxury. You have to keep moving, and you make mistakes. So it's, but that's what it's all about.
What's next for you?
I go to Blenheim on Wednesday. Yeah.
And what are you doing at Blenheim, and how important is that in the eventing calendar?
I've got 2 8-year-old horses, Kwanza and Kimbo, who are very, very good horses. It's very important. You know, it's an important stepping stone for them. That's my ones for here in a couple of years' time.